And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're getting an update about issues at the state capitol in Sacramento, straight from the senator who represents the Motherload region, District 8 Senator, Republican Andreas Borges. Senator Borges, I'd like to start the second segment hearing a little bit about specific legislation that you're introducing this year.
There are a number of pieces of legislation that we are introducing, and one that I think might be of interest to folks in our neck of the woods is that we are pushing for a tax credit for individuals who are purchasing generators or batteries that might be needed in the event of a brownout. So if the electrical systems go down for wildfire-related reasons and individuals live within designated high-risk wildfire areas, which of course includes a lot of foothill and mountain communities, that they be eligible to take advantage of a tax credit for the purchase of a backup generator and or a battery that would serve in that same capacity. So that's simply one area. You may recall last year we were able to get the governor to sign one of our bills that would allow for those individuals who went through wildfire experiences and had their homes damaged or destroyed, their baseline was extended by a couple of years within which they could either rebuild or repair and within the same county and take advantage of that tax baseline extension process. So that was a big win for our mountain and foothill communities last year when the governor signed that. So we have a full plate of bills that we're working on. Another one that might be of interest to folks is the threats against schools. And we have been in consultation with district attorneys throughout the state and have found that there is not a specific rule that would allow prosecutors to prosecute individuals for making threats against a school. Now, let's put this in perspective. So if someone is trying to harass a school or terrorize a school and says, I'm going to come to your school and I'm going to explode a bomb at 3 o'clock, then that is specific enough that the law enforcement can take action. But what if it's more general, without the details, and it's only a threat? There's a loophole in the law that we are trying to close that simply making a threat without the specificity of against a school is itself a prosecutable offense. And so we think that has a good chance of gaining political traction as well.
Very interesting. Yeah, and you mentioned wildfire legislation as well. You know, are wildfires top of mind still at the state capitol right now, just in a general sense?
I would say they're still there. And the problem with Sacramento is that whatever is, the flavor of the day kind of takes over. Now, there are enough impacted districts where it's still very important. And so I think there is enough political traction to keep this going. But I think what we're seeing right now is homelessness and criminality are kind of venturing into prominence within the political landscape right now.
How about the issue of the increased housing costs and demand across the state of California right now? Is there much that can be done at the state level?
There's a lot that can be done at the state level. Unfortunately, the majority party has shown absolutely no willingness to tackle one of the biggest problems that we're experiencing, and that's CEQA. Now, CEQA is an acronym for a piece of legislation called the California Environmental Quality Act. Now, what that has been used is, at its inception, was to make certain that building and development be mindful of the environmental impacts. Now, that made a lot of sense back when Reagan was governor and signed off on that law. What has happened in the decades since is that it has been used by various groups, some of which have no connection whatsoever to a proposed project area, and it's used to extract concessions from developers. based from environmental groups. Now, why is that relevant to housing and development? It's because that has become a cost of business that if you want to propose a multi-unit housing complex, it's not uncommon for a civil justice group or an environmental group to levy accusations that this has an impact on some species of wildlife or noise pollution or traffic or you name it, in a way that undermines the prospects of that development from occurring. And it increases dramatically the cost of development. So if California is serious about the housing issue, it cannot be serious if it doesn't tackle CEQA reform. And we have shown that a variety of labor groups and a variety of plaintiffs' attorneys and a variety of environmental groups view this as their bread and butter and do not want it to be changed.
How about the issue of homelessness in California? That's been a growing issue here in the foothills. Do you think that's kind of directly tied to the challenges with housing and CEQA, or are those two separate issues?
Oh, I think they're definitely connected on some level. I think when folks talk about homelessness, it has to be broken up into a number of parts. You have folks who are involuntarily homeless, meaning that circumstantially they don't have the financial means to provide shelter for themselves or their families. Then you have those who may have mental health issues or chemical dependency issues. It is a very complex set of problems. And Governor Newsom, when he was in his former capacity as mayor of San Francisco, had vowed to eliminate homelessness in the Bay Area. Well, clearly that didn't. And then as governor, it has only gotten worse. So I think what we're seeing here is that the ruling party and the governor have no problem throwing a lot of money at something, but the issue is they're not yielding any results. We have not seen a change in the homelessness population. In fact, it's only gotten bigger. And on top of that, there are pieces of law and executive decisions that have basically tied the hands of law enforcement on what they can do and how they can deal with those who are sleeping on the streets. So it's a perfect set of problems, largely made up by the majority party, in my opinion.
Next, I want to ask you about the economy. You mentioned that the state is looking at a pretty good budget surplus. I'm curious your thoughts on how the economy is faring across the state right now and if the things that can be done to improve it.
California is literally skating on past investments. California is a very powerful economy where we remain the fifth or sixth largest in the world if we were our own country. But if you look at the amount of folks who are leaving California, that should be shocking. So even though we are riding high right now, it's on borrowed time. And I think the operational premise of California and a lot of political leadership is that no matter how much anti-business regulation or law you throw at industry, that it will adapt, survive, and continue to flourish. That is a poor approach to this issue because our prosperity is finite. You can't just continue to grow and have surpluses without industry from which to draw. And at the rate we're going, we are losing a lot of talent and a lot of resources to other states, whether it be Arizona or Nevada or elsewhere. Other states are getting wealthy by folks that are leaving California, and that I think is going to be a dangerous realization that will be inevitable for us.
And we're talking with Senator Andreas Borges on this weekend's Motherlode Views. He's a Republican who represents District 8 in the California Senate that covers the Motherlode region. Senator Borges is based out of the Fresno area. During this next segment, we're going to ask him a little bit about his decision not to seek re-election this year, as well as some other final items that we'll be asking him about. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Also, a reminder, if you miss any Motherlode Views shows, we have them archived on mymotherlode.com in the media section, so check that out. Our final segment with Senator Borges is coming up in just a minute.